The Schreiber Hall Concert Series starts their new season on Sunday, October 15th. And to open the season, pianist Angela Hewitt. And it is my great pleasure to be speaking to Angela by Zoom. Welcome to WBJC.
It's nice to be with you, Judith.
Obviously, you have a really wide-ranging repertoire. We know that, as any concert pianist needs to have, but there's no doubt that you have become a preeminent interpreter of the music of Bach. I'd love to know if that was your intention when you set out, or if this has been something that has evolved over the course of your career.
Well, of course it's evolved, but I mean, I grew up from Bach right from the very, very beginning because my father was a wonderful organist and choir master at the Anglican Cathedral in Ottawa, Canada for almost 50 years. He came from England. So I heard him play all those marvelous Bach organ works right from the start. My mother was a pianist, and both of them were my first teachers. And so they always stressed the importance of learning Bach right from the beginning and learning it well with the proper, you know, articulation and fingering and producing a beautiful sound and phrasing and all of those things. So I could not have grown up in a better household to be familiar with Bach. And then I always, you know, performed it even at my first recital, age four. I played a little piece of Bach. And then, of course, I started doing Bach competitions, the one in Washington, D.C., actually, in 1975, for which I played the Goldberg Variations. I learned the Goldberg for that competition. And then I got my recording contract with Hyperion to record the complete Bach. And so that really set me on my path and just shaped my career from then on.
Given that we don't have an extant autograph of the Goldberg Variations from Bach, what are the decisions that you have made and are making about making it as authentic as possible, given your experience and your intuition about him?
Of course, what many people don't realize is that in any piece of Bach, other than the notes, there's really nothing written in the score. Very few indications of tempo, no dynamics or hardly, and no phrasing. So you have to make up your own edition. But still, when you play a lot of his music, you know what works and you know what doesn't work. And you have to have the clarity in the voices. And you only get that by applying correct articulation in each voice. But I think the most important thing in playing the Goldberg, and people commented on this the other night when I played it in Germany, was that you have to make a voyage out of it. You have to have a clear path that you're following until the very end. Because when you play it with repeats, especially it's an hour and 20 minutes, you have to keep the audience's attention. The Goldberg is really a piece that gives us that sense of completeness, which we seek in life. So I hope people in Baltimore will feel better when they come out of this concert than when they went in.
I have no doubt that's certainly been our experience of your performances in the past. I've been speaking to pianist Angela Hewitt. She is opening up the Schreiber Hall Concert Series with Bach's Goldberg Variations. And Schreiber Hall, adjacent to the BMA, there's more information at schreiberconcerts.org. Angela Hewitt, thank you so much, and welcome back to Baltimore when the time comes.
Thank you, Judith. I know it will be a great pleasure.